And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this Wednesday, we're going over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Dr. Patrick Hanna. Dr. Hanna joins us by phone. We're practicing still practicing our social distancing, Dr. Hanna.
That is correct. It's really important to practice that, Paul.
That's right. Before we begin to talk about our subject here this morning, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your schooling and stuff.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. I went to medical school in Nebraska at the University of Nebraska, and then did my residency there as well. And then following residency, I moved to Montevideo in 2001, where I practice family medicine and do obstetrics and C-sections and really enjoy the lifestyle and the practice here in southwestern Minnesota.
Yeah, we've seen some real positive changes at CCM Health over the years since you've been there, haven't we?
Yes, definitely. A lot of good things happening.
That's good. All right, what are we going to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday, Doctor?
Well, a lot of our patients are concerned about COVID-19, of course, and the pandemic, and then especially so with our pregnant population, women who are expecting. It's not every woman who can say that she's given birth during a pandemic, so understandably there's a lot of anxiety and nervousness that women are experiencing, so we've been getting a lot of questions and just trying to take care of our patients the best we can and reassure everyone as we're going through this.
Mm-hmm. So what is the risk to pregnant women who become ill with COVID-19?
Well, at this point, you know, we're learning information, I would say, daily about COVID-19. And so far, we're uncertain if pregnancy makes a woman more susceptible to COVID-19. But we do have experience with other viruses that are similar to COVID-19, other coronaviruses that have been around for many years, as well as influenza. And we know that women who are pregnant are at increased risk for complications from influenza and other respiratory viruses. So, you know, we're certainly concerned that should a woman who's pregnant contract COVID-19, that she would be at increased risk. And so it's important for women to take precautions during the pandemic, as we all should be.
Should pregnant women take extra precautions than normal, you would think? Or?
Yeah, I have been advising you know, some of my patients to really maintain that low profile at home. You know, I worry about them going to the grocery store and being in those types of public settings, so if it's at all possible to encourage a partner or a friend or somebody else to do the grocery shopping. And then otherwise, it's all the standard things that we should be doing, washing our hands frequently, covering our coughs. You know, using warm soap and water is generally all you need to do, or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that's at least 70% alcohol. So I think those are just some of the important points for women who are expecting.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned the hand washing. The other night I was washing my hands, and my wife saw me wash my hands and said, you know, you should really wash them a little longer than with the soap. So is there a proper way to wash your hands?
There are, and you know, the CDC has put out some YouTube videos and some demonstrations on how to wash hands and how to apply hand sanitizer, but you want to use or take at least 20 seconds minimum when you're washing your hands or putting on hand sanitizer. Sometimes I think it's good just to sing like the happy birthday song while you're washing your hands. I mean, just enough time, basically, and then just to try to get, you know, the front, the back, the fingertips, you know, just to do a thorough job.
Okay. So that's some ways pregnant women can protect themselves then from obtaining COVID-19 then, is washing hands. And what are some other ways you said?
So just trying to avoid those large crowds, the social distancing. We see, you know, a lot of people are wearing masks these days. The CDC has now come out and recommended wearing the cloth mask for for us when we're out in public, you know, at the grocery store. And really what that's going to do is not so much protect yourself from contracting COVID-19, it's going to protect others from getting it from you if you're asymptomatic. So if you're infected but you're not yet showing symptoms, that cloth mask is going to protect the others that are around you from potentially getting it from you before you start to develop those symptoms. So it's not wrong for a woman to wear a mask, but she should know that these typical cloth masks and such, they're not going to protect her from getting COVID-19. That's just something that's going to protect others that are around her.
Can COVID-19 affect the baby? Has there been any results on that yet, Dr. Hannah?
Yeah, so there has been some testing. So women who have been pregnant and have had a COVID-19 infection, so far, babies that have been born to them when tested have not been positive, so that's encouraging. We have tested amniotic fluid, so the fluid that surrounds babies, in these women as well, and there's been none of the virus detected in amniotic fluid. And when breast milk has also been tested, there's been no COVID-19 found in the breast milk. So all of that information is reassuring, and we really don't believe at this point that if a woman is pregnant and she becomes infected with COVID-19 that she's going to pass it to her unborn child. We're more concerned after delivery. If she has an active infection, that is when we'd be more concerned about the baby.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, this is our Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92, and we're visiting with Dr. Patrick Hannah from CCM Health in Montevideo. And Dr. Hannah, what precautions are being taken in the hospital at CCM Health for women who are pregnant?
Well, we want to protect all of our patients as much as possible. So across the board, currently for all of our hospitalized patients, we're not allowing any visitors to come in. And that's been a hardship, certainly, but we feel it's a necessary step to protect our patients as well as just to protect the general health. For women who are in labor and who are recovering after labor, we do allow them to have one person with them during their hospital stay. So a significant other or a partner is allowed for that subset of population for the pregnant women. What she may also see when she's in the hospital is just simply a lot more hospital gowns, gloves, masks, and that's all for her protection. So we want to, again, just minimize any chance that there would be cross-contamination from an ill patient to a healthy patient. When women are here at our hospital in labor, we intend to try to keep just a dedicated staff, so nurses that will only care for moms and babies at the time of delivery and postpartum. So we don't want those nurses taking care of sick patients as well as healthy patients, again, just to try and protect our pregnant population. During the prenatal care, so as patients are needing to come in for prenatal checkups, you know, if they're lower risk, we may try to do more telephone visits or telehealth video visits, again, just to minimize them having to come into the clinic setting and potentially be exposed. But that's a conversation that patients should have with their doctor or their midwife in terms of whether some of those visits can be done remotely or whether they need to come in face-to-face. For higher-risk patients, it may be required that they have to come in face-to-face for their visits.
That's right. I know with the COVID-19, a lot of anxiety comes with this. Have you seen, mental health professionals? Do they visit with the women that are pregnant? How are they handling that mentally?
Yeah, yes. I mean, we're fortunate at our facility to have integrated behavioral health with a clinical psychologist as well as a psychiatric nurse practitioner. So we can certainly utilize them if patients are really struggling with what's going on. And it affects, you know, certainly pregnant women, but I think all of us to one degree or another. And it's incumbent on all of us to try and recognize when we need help or to rely on family and close friends if they're seeing problems, to point that out, and then to try and get people mental health services if they're requiring that.
All right, real good, Dr. Hannah. I want to thank you and your healthcare workers there at CCM Health for all that you do. This is, like you said in the beginning of the show, is unprecedented what's happening, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And as I said, we're just kind of learning as we go along here. Every day, every hour, it seems there's new information coming out.
Okay. If someone has questions about what we just talked about, can they contact you, or how can they do that?
Yes, the best way would be to call CCM Health at 320-269-8877 just ask for the information they need, and they'll be directed from there.
Okay. All right, did we cover about everything that we wanted to talk about this morning?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Dr. Hanna. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Paul. Thanks very much.
That's Dr. Patrick Hanna from CCM Health in Montevideo, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday show.